For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
This is Adrian Kennedy in for Andrea this Thursday afternoon. Now, whether it's a man cave outside or a cozy chill-out space in the house, the Our Home Squad this week are here with advice on how to create a nice space to chill. Now, we'd all like that. I'm joined by Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year, and Roisin Laverty, founder and creative director of Roisin Laverty. Good afternoon, both of you. Jenny, let me start with you. And you were talking to us off-air about your little chill-out zone where you've very creatively made a special little area. At one time of the day, it's your computer. And at another time of the day, it's
my piano, because my house is so tiny. So I have to double up on everything. And I renovated it mid-COVID, so I needed a home office. But I love playing the piano, not very good at it. So, you know, I like to get an electric one where I can stick in some headphones and nobody has to listen to me. It's the dream. But I got a desk made. Shout out to Borean Studio. They were amazing. And they created a little hinge lid so that when the working day is done, I can close the laptop, throw it out the window if I feel like it, put up the lid of my desk, and there's my piano and I can play away.
How creative!
Right?
Roisin, it's everyone's dream to have that area that is yours, that you can go to, you can lock yourself away. And I mentioned to you that I've a little box room at home, which was originally a computer and, you know, my little office space. Basically, but now it's a tip and needs renovating. You were saying that there are some very clever things that people are doing with a little small box room.
Yeah, I think the whole thing with this is turn what you think a room has to be on its head and what is your dream that it could be. And what we are doing more and more is looking at rooms, sometimes a box room leading off another bedroom, as say fully upholstered, instead of having a normal sofa that you buy, have the whole room as kind of parts of a sofa you can mix, have a projector. It can be dual functionality, but straight away you can have this almost secret cinema room. It's super cool. We recently put in a a ping pong room in someone's house because that was their idea of that dream kind of man cave vibe. So it can be anything. It needs to be kind of fit for purpose for you.
Okay, now my box room wouldn't cope with a ping pong table now. But it is. So the point being that no matter what space you have available, if you've only a box room, something can be done with it. If you've a bigger room or if you've an outdoor area. Traditionally, it's called a man cave. When you're talking about men, what do you do with them for a man cave?
I think the key word for me there is cave, right? Mm. So if we use man as or human or whatever we want to call it, it's cave. And it's, I love that concept you said it, Roisin, of being kind of fully enclosed, all padded in, maybe sunken down. Like I've seen some beautiful pictures on your Instagram of those kind of sunken living rooms and, you know, cinema rooms. So a bit lower down, a bit out of eyeline, maybe if there's windows in the room, or closed off ideally if that's even possible. So I think that looks great. I'd love to hear from listeners, what's the weirdest thing you've done in your spare room? A lot of people are getting those garden rooms in. I've seen people do gyms, music rooms. We can talk about soundproofing on that if anyone really needs to. Or maybe it's like a teenage room where you can just get the kids out of your house across the garden. You don't have to look at them. You don't have to smell them. You can just, you know, let them loose out the back of the garden, whatever they want to do.
Yeah, we talked about secret bars here before, and sometimes that's integrated in here. It's about trying to make a space. Think about what you want. Also, when you're going to use it is really important because people have these wasted rooms, these good rooms, but really it's a space you want to finish work, finish the dinner, go in, relax, chill out, watch a movie, that togetherness. So think about that function is hugely important.
I got a message in from Liam, and Liam said, Adrian, I collect vinyl. I assume he's talking about records as opposed to... Anyway, and he says, we're in a small corpo house in Dublin. We recently, we currently have a box room that doubles up as an office and guest room. I'd be interested in your contributors' thoughts on how all three can be accommodated. So a bedroom, what else did he say? An office, a guest room, and his vinyl collection as well.
So I love, and this is, I just think this is so clever and they've gotten really good recently. When you're having, first of all, for the office and the guest room, a Murphy bed, I think, is such a great use of space. Now, if you think about it, like in the '80s, those beds that fold down from the wall, they maybe got a bit of a bad rap, but these days there's really, really good ones and there's really good Irish companies that make them. And they have desks on the back of them or shelves if you need, and they're hinged so that you can just pull the bed down and they kind of swing and they stay upright. You don't even have to take your vinyl off the shelves or your laptop or anything. And that frees up a whole load of space then on other walls or floor space or whatever it might be to store your vinyl collection.
I was literally going to say it. We've just done it in two rooms. One is a walk-in wardrobe when it's not a spare bedroom. It can be shut off and it folds down, full upholstered headboard inside. That's the best way. Don't waste space by having a bed on the ground if it's a secondary room. Absolutely have full wall of shelving for the vinyls and that will always look good. But the Murphy bed is the key.
Yeah, and maybe floor to ceiling with those little ladders that you can climb off there.
Well, I'll have to get you very a box room. Moira sent this message and she said, we made a reading room in our greenhouse. Lots of plants and you don't need you don't need heating. It's my zen space. That sounds lovely.
That's beautiful.
Isn't it?
Any kind of conservatory. Natural light in the garden, undisturbed.
Yeah, we have one of those outdoor bubble things that came out during COVID.
Oh.
And I love sitting in it when it's lashing rain. It's
cool.
It's such a chill out. It's such a chill out area. So in terms of people who might have a bigger amount of space and not just a box room, I am conscious that a lot of people, the only spare space that they probably do have is their box room, but other people have more space. What would be your number? What's the number one thing that you've been working on in the last year or two?
The number one thing is conversation pits. So channel back to the 70s, okay, where everyone comes in. The lounge is sunken. So if you are doing a full renovation project, consider it. So rather than having just a couch at eyeline, it's interrupting your view to the garden. Have it actually sunken down. So if number one feels like you're in the garden, everything feels bigger, feels like you've more space. That's amazing. But also you fit so much more people. So it's a together kind of place and it just really encourages that. It can still be a TV room, but it's also more of an entertainment space.
Lovely. Here, one more message before I let you go. I can't find cool lights for our TV sport room. Everything is either way too bright or else romantic.
Yeah, we have a trouble. We've trouble with lights in Ireland. There's some good suppliers, but we've a shortage, I would say, of like really, really nice lighting in Ireland. I always love, my favourite thing to do is always just to get LED strips in warm lighting and make sure that they're hidden and there's a diffuser strip over them. And you can kind of turn anything into a light then. So you could have light maybe, you know, around your ceiling corners or coming up behind bookshelves or something like that. I always think that's the nicest way to go.
100% what Jenny's saying. You don't want to see the source because sometimes you don't want a raw bulb. It's going to completely change the atmosphere, and where possible, have a dimming option and then you can control the atmosphere.
Very good. Thank you both of you for joining us. Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist, and Roisin Laverty. Thank you very much indeed, both of you, for joining us on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.